I'm Bob Gager. I'm the executive director of the Waco Shepherd's Heart. We're the largest faith-based pantry, not only here in Waco, but in McLennan County and Central Texas. We do serve quite a few people. And last year we got involved with schools. And we've got pantries in four schools. This morning we're having a conversation with two of those counselors, Mary Alvarez and Keely Jackson Freeman. And we want to share with you what it's like from their perspective for these children in our schools. If you'd like to know more, go to our website, shepherdsheartpantry.org. Ladies, I'm glad you're here today. I really am. I know you're busy, and so taking time out of your day for this is really important. You both run important, you're counselors at important high schools here in our community. And what I really like to talk about is we've had several months now where you've had pantries in your school and the impact on that. And one of the things that I know, because I grew up in poverty, I know what it's like to go to school without breakfast. And in those days, they didn't have a lunchroom either. So it was all day for me before I got anything to eat. But I know that if we don't feed our kids right, they're not going to educate properly, okay? And I'm concerned about that because for many years we've had a high unemployment rate in this community and things like that. And we need to bring things up, and I think it starts at the high school. We need to start earlier than that, but where we can start with your students to help them, to help you get a better graduation rate in your schools and an education rate so that they'll be able to move up the ladder of life. And tell me how that's going in your school.
Well, especially at I'm at University High School, Ms. Keely's at Waco High, but at University High School, it has had a major impact in our attendance, in our behavior. Food is our love language. I mean, that is how you go to a party, and the house can be a small two-bedroom house, but they have 100 people in their backyard and plenty of food, and everybody takes to-go things. So that's a major, major love language in our community. And in order to begin to establish these relationships with the students, that's how I start. They're upset. They're having a bad morning. They haven't eaten. They're going through a lot of things at home. And sometimes we just need to take that time to get to know them. And I would say 95% of the time, I don't know about Ms. Keely, it always has to do with lack of resources, lack of food. Food is your number one thing. And sometimes I'll connect with them. They're in the hallway just throwing a fit or whatever. And I'll say, hey, can you help me with this? And then they're like me, you know, they're misbehaving. And yes, they'll pull in the card, this one particular student. And I said, hey, come with me. I want to show you something. And they're like, all right, miss. All right. And I went and I took them. We have a pantry, and it opened. Our pantry looks a little bit like a convenience store. We have things on shelf. We have things, you know, to where I said, you see this? I said, is there anything you would like? I said, you help me. You want to? And that's how I started that relationship with that student. So he would come almost every day to the pantry. But I saw it as a way to start kind of communicating with him. Then we put him in a mentor group, and then we just saw complete turnaround. And it all starts with that food. You know, food does something to you. And sometimes we have students, I know I've sent you a video of our special education class. You know, they every Friday, they know that they can go in there and get and how happy they do a happy dance. They get happy and they take it home. It just that fulfills everything on my checkoff list. I love to see their faces. I love to be able to meet that need. And we would not be able to do that if it wasn't through our partnership with Shepherd's Heart. We don't, our budgets are being cut. We don't have that money in Waco ISD to be able to do that without Shepherd's Heart.
I believe that it has been remarkable at our campus at Waco High. We have so many students, and not just students, the families that partake in it. Because we have the drive-by every first Thursday of the month, mm-hmm. we have families that get in that drive-by and they wait because they say that they can't get the food at the grocery stores, or they don't get the kind of help they need at the grocery stores or within government assistance that they need to be able to carry their student and their families on. So we just feel like it was remarkable work, you know, and just like Mrs. Mary said, we also open it up to our SPED students, and every Friday they're waiting for their bags, you know, and they take their bags home. And we used to not have enough bags, but because of Shepherd Heart, you know, you gave us bags. Now, you know, they would bring their bags back because they wanted to make sure the next week that they'll get another bag, you know. But now, because of us having so much of, you know, so many bags, the kids can actually take those bags home and keep them, you know. And so they're excited. Every week we went from having maybe 10 bags on Friday to now we're making over 100, 200 bags. You know, so it takes a lot, but the kids are waiting for it. And I think that when we see that they're not hungry, and it makes the education atmosphere so much better, you know, and we know that they're striving for a goal. They don't have to worry about food because we have that taken care of. But if they can just get in there and give it their all in their education, you know, then that's what really counts, because that'll make their future so much brighter. So if it wasn't for Shepherd's Heart being able to come in and being our main contributor to our pantry, we would not have those resources for our students, and our students definitely need them. And even our parents that are having a hard time, maybe it be through fires, they love to come and get their little bags and go through the pantry, and they get all the food that they can get out of it. And it helps them to be able to, you know, raise their family in the best way possible. And it wouldn't be possible if it wasn't for Shepherd's Heart.
We open it up to our employees. Our employees go in there, and you would be surprised. The majority of it, yes, our custodial staff, our cafeteria staff comes in, but we have teachers that are single parents. We have counselors that are single parents. And at one particular time, one of the counselors said, you just have no idea what this does for me. She said, I have a teenage boy. She was a counselor and was working also another second job. She said, what this does for me? She says, he's growing, and I mean, a single mom. And you think, oh, people have jobs, or they need to get a job. No, they do have jobs. But because of the economy, the way housing is going up, people need to understand that sometimes food is, if you have to make a choice between bread and paying your rent, I mean, sometimes you're just going to skip on that. And we had one particular student that was going through the lunch line 2 and 3 times. And so the cafeteria manager is amazing. I love Miss Julie. She said, I'm not telling you so that he can be punished, but maybe this is one student, she helps me, she said, that you can take to your pantry because I think he's hungry. And so I brought him after he started coming to the pantry. He would, now this is one student that comes every day to the pantry and takes it home, and he would just go through the lunch line once. But we never got on to him or punished him for that, but we saw the need, that there was a need in his life.
Let me ask you a question. You talked about, you know, you give them, I know you give them food at the end of the week, but the other part of that equation is, I know we provide snack food for the kids so that we can keep them going all day, every day. How much of that traffic are you seeing?
Oh, we're seeing a big number. We're seeing a big number. It used to be maybe like 20 kids, but it has reached, I mean, a week, we probably make it all the way up into the hundreds, 200s. But a lot of those students, some of them might get to school late and breakfast is over, and so they need a snack, you know, because they didn't get to eat breakfast. Or some of them are having hard times, even though the buses are, you know, we have transportation where the buses can go out and get them. But sometimes they don't live close to where, you know, or they live farther away, or they're having to wake their own selves up, or they're having to get their siblings to their schools, you know, and then come to school. So by the time they get to the high school, they're hungry, you know, and maybe they're coming from a single parent home where they have to help mom get those kids to the different schools. But when they get there, we have a snack waiting for them. And we do the snacks all through the day, except during lunch and breakfast time. So they can come after breakfast if they need a snack or they missed it. Mm-hmm.
Some of those kids that you have that you talk about single parents, it makes me think about, how many students do you have that are single parents? That's an important part to try and transfer. I mean, they really have it tough.
Right. That's true. I'm not sure the exact number, but I know we do have a lot of families that are just single parent homes. And the students that are the high school students are usually the students that kind of take up the gap, you know, and help the mom because the mom is working. And so a lot of times they get to school maybe a little late, you know, or they're running behind because they're helping mom get their siblings to their schools. And so they'll come and they'll get a snack from us, you know, or we'll have some that come after lunch and say, well, you know, maybe I'm just not full from lunch because maybe they didn't get to get dinner the day before. Good, you know, so then they'll want a snack and we try to provide the snack because it helps them in the classroom. Yeah. And I do think, just like Mrs. Mary said, it has helped with behavior. It has helped with them acting out, because a lot of children won't come up and just tell you, we're hungry. You know, they're embarrassed. But if you have a snack just available and waiting for them, they don't have to feel that embarrassment.
A snack with a smile?
And a smile.
Because I knew you guys are always smiling.
I wanted it to be special. We also have a clothes closet, and we wanted it to feel like you're coming into a boutique or you're coming into something special. It's not a bad thing to come in. It's a fun thing. Like Ms. Keeley said, we have 1,700 students, and I think one of the highest numbers that we hit one week was 400 that came through, and that was with employees, students, and it hits you because you think, oh, there's not. No, there is a need. We have a lot of need in our community. Something, we have a lot of mental illness. We have a lot of people that are addicted to drugs. And I always say this because people say, well, they're already grown. They're in high school. They just need to work or they need to do. You never know what that child is going through. I'll give you an example. I had one student right before prom and she was just upset. And I saw her in the hallway and I'm like, what is wrong? And she's like, I'm just upset. She said, my mom stole my money. And I'm like, what is she? Her mom was on drugs. And she said she'd been working. She'd been doing a double shift at a gas station right down the street from University High School. And she says, and I wanted to come and volunteer at prom. She said, and now I don't have a way to get here. The Uber drivers, because of where she lives, only one Uber driver goes into her neighborhood and she has to pay him cash. And so she didn't have a way to get there. There was no city bus. So, and that's how I got to know her, you know, because she was just having a meltdown in the hallway, brought her in, took her to the pantry, to the clothes closet, gave her a ride to prom because I had to volunteer at prom. And so that's how I get connected with my kids. And I love it that we have something to offer. And if it wasn't for Shepherd's Heart, I can't say it enough, we would not be able to build those bridges.
I agree with Miss Mary so much. Even when she say that about the workers, our employees, we do have employees. I mean, we had an employee that suffered from having a stroke, and to come and get her back, to see her walk, you know, and she's having to learn how to walk again. She's on a walker, but she's hanging in there. And she said, you know, it's hard for me to go to the grocery store. She's saying, I don't get the assistance that everyone else does. But she said, I still have my children I got to take care of. She's saying, the stroke has set me behind. But guess what? She said, I need, you know, some food, you know. And we got her together and she got her bag. And she walked down there and she filled her bag up. We gave her several bags, you know. And she said she just was so happy to have that on campus, because having it on campus made her know, you know, I don't have to try to make it into a grocery store. I don't have to try to, you know, try to get out and get in at a store. I'm getting it right here at where I work. And she said it just made her day to go home and have food already ready for her children. So
I'm touched by everything.
Yeah, and none of this would be possible if it wasn't for Shepherd's Heart. Like, this is the greatest ministry you can have, because you're changing and you're touching and you're impacting lives. And we could not do this if we didn't have the resource of Shepherd's Heart. And not only just the food pantry, you're also sponsoring our football team is doing tutorials and a luncheon on Thursday. And you graciously, I mean, you gave us some hot dogs and chips and drinks. And I mean, that is priceless. I mean, that is just...
Same about Christmas.
Yes.
You gave to our families for Christmas, you know. Thanksgiving, how you give to our kids, our families for Thanksgiving, you know, and it helps us bridge that gap between our school and our families, you know, and so we thank you for that. Yes. You know?
And those are your hands touching them. It's through us, you know.
We're just
the vessel, but you're the one, you're the pipeline. And I just pray that God multiplies everything that you do, you know.
You know, this started years ago with just knowing something about the homeless population that we have with our students. Mm-hmm. And it's usually around 1,000 plus. Mm-hmm. And so we started providing Christmas. You mentioned that. But the food, it just they need something every day, not just mm-hmm. Christmas. Mm-hmm. I think Christmas is important. But mm-hmm. How many of the kids that you are serving do you know that are fit that population, that they're couch surfers or whatever?
We have a huge amount of homeless population. And I mean, when I say homeless, we have a bus that actually takes them to the Cove. And from the Cove, they go to, they can go to, somewhere else to sleep, or they'll try to find a couch or a bed of their friends to sleep on. So they really do look out for the food, because they don't ever know where their next place will be. And so what we do is, we try to get them into assistance and find them places to live. But if everything is full, because sometimes it's not just the student that's homeless. It might be the whole family.
The whole family.
And if everybody, if everything is full, we try to make sure, that they do have food, and that's something that they can use and they can go to one of the places, shelters, to try to sleep. And then we open up our offices and our schools, so that they can come back and shower and get ready for the school day.
I appreciate the things that you said about Shepherd's Heart. Mm-hmm. I know that it's not just me. This is what God's doing through me. It's not anything about me. It's what God's doing through me. But what you guys are doing and what you face every day, you are right there on the front line with those kids. And you're right there with all the emotions right now. I'm hungry, I'm sad, I'm angry, whatever. And dealing with that. And I just commend you for it. I just love you guys.
Oh, we love Shepherd's Heart. Mm-hmm. It's just, I know that we love what we do. We love serving kids. Sometimes, we do laundry, because we have in the gym, we have these machines and we, we do the kids' laundry. Because you would be surprised how expensive it is to go and to the washateria or to do, and so when they're there, they go, Miss, can we have some food while their clothes is washing? And, mm-hmm. and that's how the relationships are built. And I'm telling you, I don't think people comprehend until you begin to have a relationship, what our students go through. I'll give you an example. We had one student, we have a bus that goes to Brazos where it's a different school where if they're behind, they can go in and catch up. And so this one young man, one morning, I stand in the front. That's where my duty is in the mornings. And he was just drenched. I mean, he was just drenched. And I'm like, he's like, where's the bus to Brazos? And I'm like, hold on. What's going on? He thought I was going to get on to him. And I said, are you okay? He's like, Miss, I just need to get. And I said, look, I'll get you to, if I have to take you to Brazos, I'll take you to Brazos. Just tell me what is going on. He said, I just slept. And this is where it just broke my heart. He said, behind a dumpster for the last 2 days, because he said, he said a bad word about his parents. They were already homeless. They were at a hotel and they had broken some rules. And so they kicked them out. And all he was worried about is getting on that bus. And I'm like, no, let's get you some breakfast. Let's get you some clothes. He went in and he showered in the gym. We got him. We had clothes. We gave him food. We gave him a bag of food. And then we sent him on his way. I called Brazos and said, hey, he's coming in late. This is what's going on. But that is how people, I don't think you comprehend what our students go through. Not all of them. But for that one child,
yeah.
I mean, he's a child. He's still under, he's not an adult. He's a kid having to sleep behind a dumpster of the hotel that you were kicked out of and feeling so hopeless. And I said, you don't have to feel this way. We got him in contact with our homeless department. Then he would come every week and pick up a bag before he went and caught the bus to Brazos. And I mean, you have no idea what our students go through sometimes. You think everybody lives with the mom and dad in a happy bed and a warm bed. No, our kids are sleeping sometimes behind a dumpster. And the principal was like, what? He's like, what? Mm-hmm. He's like, yeah.
But the good news is they still want their future. And so that's good that we are able to give them Shepherd's Heart food so that they can keep on fighting for their future. Mm-hmm. And that's the blessing in it all.
Okay, you're going to know this. You have kids in your school that are dealing with drugs. Yeah. They're dealing with drugs because their situation is so bad. They just want to release, you know, escape. And that's all they're trying to do for a moment. But then it catches up to them and screws up their life. But that's repairable. We can change that. We can change that. We can reprogram them and get them out of that mess. But somebody's got to take that step and do it. You guys are right there doing that. And I appreciate you.
I had a student one time that came in, and this is before we had the pantry. And we needed to find other resources. But he came in and he said his mom had been incarcerated. And I'm like, okay, so let's get a hold of do you have your grandmother? She's incarcerated. An aunt, she was incarcerated. Dad was incarcerated. Guess the living boyfriend that mom had just moved in 2 weeks was the one that took care of them until mom, for a whole year. I kind of took them under my wing and made sure they had food and made sure. Now they both graduated. One went into one of the academies. He's a welder for Caterpillar. The other one works at Sherman Williams. It's not, somebody has to step in that gap and break that cycle. But like Maya Angelou said, I did better when I knew better. Okay. And sometimes they don't know any. This is the life that they've been given. So they don't know anything outside, you know, and I tell my kids, go and explore. That's why I think mentorship is so important, to go and see. I know I would take students to the Shepherd's Heart to go and pick up the food, and they would see what goes on. And he's like, Miss, I like this. And they've graduated now. And I saw them over the summer, and they're like, Miss, can we still go with you to the pantry? And I'm like, yeah. Okay. I said, yes. He said, I want to go and help. He said, because they really loved it. They loved seeing how this whole process works. It's not just, the food just doesn't appear. There's work behind it. There's volunteers.
And they love to be that help.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I think COVID just played a harsh move on everybody. We have a lot of students that COVID kind of affected their family life. They lost a parent. They lost a grandmother. They lost whoever took care of them. And they were forced to have to go and work, you know, or having to work a little harder, you know, to help the family out. And I just feel like with Shepherd's Heart, I know that it's not a big deal about any other Christmas, but the fact that they can still enjoy something, you know, after losing so much. Yep. Because it's hard to look in a child's eyes to know that, you know, I'm still coming to school. I'm still needing food. But I lost my mom because of COVID. You know, you don't even think about school, you know, when something like that happened. Right. But they still show up and they're trying because they know that they still got to fight for their future. And I feel like with Shepherd's Heart being there, you're giving them the tools they need to keep on fighting.
And they feel loved. They feel somebody cares about them.
You're showing them that you care, and that's what keeps bringing them back. Mm-hmm. I'm at a distance. You're there on the phone.
But we couldn't do it without you. I mean, we could love on them all day, but if we don't have anything to give them, and this is an amazing blessing for us to just take our jobs and just to another level. I mean, just to impact. You impact so many families. And like we said, not just the students, but parents, and you have counselors, teachers, custodians, cafeteria workers. I mean, you have a lot of people depending on you every single day that we're at work. And then we also have we started the last month, a drive-through distribution. And, you know, we've already been getting some calls on, when are we going to start it? Are you going to have the food we needed?
And I'm like, okay. I think they got on our social media and was asking, when is the drive-by? When is it starting back up? I wish we could start it a little earlier for our school, but I understand we had a set date, you know, and we will have the people there now to volunteer, but school starts a little early this year. I wasn't aware of that, but yeah, now I know. It's going to start August 16th, so our parents and families are looking for it. They're excited. The basket's full of food that they receive. And we have more people in the community that wants to come out and help. And I just think with the drive-by, that gave us a little time to be able to talk to the parent one-on-one, be able to give them the information needed for the school as they pick up food too, you know? And so it was just a great outing, a great outreach for our families. So we really enjoy
in a great community, kind of to get to know the community, to get to open your doors to your school and say, hey, here we are. We're here if you need anything. And it makes them feel welcome. So it makes them feel safe to come.
It also, to me, what I see out of that is because when we do those drive-through distributions, I try to talk to as many people as I can. I may not talk to everybody, but I talk to as many people as I can. But I want them to feel, some people feel uncomfortable doing that. We're not a handout, we're a hand up. I want them to feel like you're not the only one in this position. And it's okay for us to help you. We're not going to demean you by this. We want you to feel good about getting some assistance because you need it.
Yes. And this is it. And I think it's all how you treat people when they come. You make them feel welcome. I tell them I'm excited. Thank you for being here. Thank you for coming. And they're like, no, thank you for doing this. And I'm like, no, we thank you for
it
actually.
It makes them feel better about, even though they don't like their situation that they're in, it's a mess for them and it's all tangled up. But all of a sudden, I'm not alone. Even though they don't talk to all of these other people that are in that line, I'm not alone. Yeah. When school's in session, we've been serving about 3,400 kids a month.
Oh, yes.
And other people, but 3,000. So it's there's a need. Yes. There's a need there that was unmet. And all of a sudden now, there's a big difference.
Yes.
And so
we're
glad to be a part of it.
Our jobs wouldn't be the success that it is or have the impact if we did not have the tools, and you provide the tools. Shepherd's Heart provides the means to be able to bridge with our community.
The fact of the matter is that we've become the largest pantry in Central Texas, but we're the largest faith-based pantry. I don't have any government money running this thing. It's all from donations from the community. And so when we talk about what Shepherd's Heart is doing, it's not just what Shepherd's Heart, it's the community pouring back into us so that we can be the distribution point to get that into the schools and the people's needs. It's not about just Shepherd's Heart. It's about what our community is doing. And it makes me proud to be involved with this. One of the things that you've seen what we do through our drive-through distributions, those full baskets, we can do that for $5. There's $200 or $300 worth of groceries in those baskets. And we can do that for $5. And so when we tell people in the community that you can help a family with $5, we mean it. You're gonna make some impact on people's lives. So I can't say enough about how important it is for our community to get involved in this. Because when you sow into Shepherd's Heart, you bring the community together so that we can make a difference. We always need volunteers. Most of the work that we do, we keep a very small staff, but we do it with volunteers. And by donating, if you donate $5, you're gonna feed a family. And it's easy to do. You can go to our website. It's shepherdsheartpantry.org. And you can click on the donate button and it's right there. It's real easy to fill that out and make a donation. We need you. We love you. Thank you very much.